Hey guys, here's a brand I haven't talked about in a while, Corrette de Oro. I got to do a brand video with Samuel, the master distiller, and Renac, the owner of this brand. And there's a great history and a great story behind this brand of how it came out, went away, and then Renac brought it back. And Renac's doing some great things in agave spirits, not just with tequila, but also mezcal. But I've never done an actual review of the Blanco. So this one's coming up, Nam 1551, which is in the town of Juanacatlan, and hopefully I said that right. And, you know, we talk about highlands and we talk about lowlands. This one is central, so it is in between the two. This one is three generations of agave farmers that came together to create this distillery, and they're really working up a nice tequila. So let's go ahead and give Corrette de Oro Blanco a try. On the nose, you get the cooked agave, you get some earthiness. I get a little bit of vanilla, but this one has a lot more earthy mineral smell to me, kind of like you get in a lowlands agave. It also has a little bit of a vegetable note in there as well. Legs on the glass are nice. This is a stone oven cooked roller mill, twice distilled, I believe in copper pots or stainless steel with copper coils. You get a nice sweetness with this. You get that vegetal taste, the vegetal flavor, a little bit of minerality. The finish has got some nice agave flavor in it and a little teeny bit of spice, a little maybe an allspice. And this is a great sipper Blanco. I know it's priced really well. They're starting to get a lot more distribution. You get in Georgia, South Carolina, I believe North Carolina. I think Tennessee, it continues to grow. I'll put their website right here so you can check out and find all the areas that you can get it. It's also priced very competitively. Renac's trying to bring a great product to the market at a great price so everybody can try it and learn about traditional tequila. And it's kind of neat to have one. It's not necessarily highlands and not necessarily lowlands. The agave farmers are the ones who run it. So, you know, they're picking, you know, really good ripe agaves that they're growing. And it's not necessarily like an estate tequila, but at least it's all of the farmers involved that have, you know, those, agaves and three generations deep. So there's a lot of history here with this one. On that taste, I actually pick up a little bit of orange or citrus, kind of like an orange peel. It's also started to become a little more floral. So this one just kind of opens up and changes. I do enjoy this tequila. I've hit it quite a bit. So definitely look out for it. Corrette de Oro, they're really doing some great things in the business. And they have a very, very solid tequila. Thanks for tuning in.